66 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check of commodity markets on this Monday. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're starting out with mostly higher prices for corn and soybeans, especially led by the soybeans here this morning. Looks like the U.S. and China kind of put their trade dispute on hold over the weekend, and U.S. Treasury Secretary indicating there could be some increases of maybe 30 to 40% increase in agricultural demand here over this next immediate year. So bean market up sharply early, kind of fading here a little bit as everything's quieting down. Still a lot of details still to be ironed out and exactly what U.S. and China are going to have in terms of trade moving forward. But the initial reaction was pretty positive through most livestock and grain markets here this morning. We do have July corn at 402 and three quarters. That's up a quarter cent. East corn at 420 and a quarter. That's unchanged. July soybeans, 1014, up 15 and one half. November soybeans at 1023. That's up 14 and three quarters. July bean oil, 3123, up 25 cents. July soybean meal, 377.30, up $1. Wheat market did not follow along here this morning. It's weaker. July Chicago wheat at 508 and three quarters, down 9.5. July Kansas City wheat at 528, down 10 and three quarters. July Minneapolis wheat at 620 and one half, down 8 and one half. Livestock markets, we show June cattle at 104.02, up $1.62. August at 100.05, up $1.82. August feeders 139.22, that's up $1.60. June hogs 73.77, down 92 cents. July hogs at 76.80, down 45. Equity markets firmer here this morning. Crude oil up 20 to 30 cents here this morning. We do have export inspections out this morning. We'll see crop progress out this afternoon. Looking for corn to be 70 to 75% complete. Looking for beans to be 50 to 55% complete. Continue to watch those areas in the northern Corn Belt. Looks like some progress being made over the last few days as they've got a little catching up to do. Otherwise, we'll continue to watch for headlines out of the U.S.-China talks and see how that progresses. But a little positive start here to start the week.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for the update.
Yep, have a great day, Brian. Thank you.
You too. Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington. Let's check your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard on this Monday. Mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 77 degrees and a south wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low of 62 degrees. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a high of 80. 66 degrees right now as we come up on 9 o'clock on this Monday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.